Tennessee Titans follow the Oakland Raiders here at Nissan Stadium. I'm Amy Wells, joined by Jim Wyatt. Jim, disappointing finish to that game. Definitely not how the Titans wanted to start off the regular season.
Yeah, no doubt. And this is a team that's coming here and won a couple of years prior, so you wanted to kind of end that streak. Raiders got ahead early. It was a 10-10 game. Titans just not really able to sustain drives and finish them with touchdowns and let the Raiders make some plays on them. And just really could never get in sync, I think, like they wanted to. I know there's going to be a lot of conversation about the onside kick to start. I thought Ron Succop kicked a great ball. It kind of rolled back. Just no one was able to pounce on the ball. Gives the Raiders an early touchdown, but the Titans responded from that. I mean, but they just didn't make enough plays during the course of the game.
Two guys getting their first NFL action, Corey Davis and Adoree Jackson. What stood out to you about each of their performances today?
Well, Corey Davis, just his ability to just snatch the football out of the air. He continues to do that. We've seen him do it in practice. You know, he did it today. He didn't seem fazed at all by the competition. I thought it was a good start for him. Adoree Jackson had his moments. I mean, obviously, they're coming after him. He's a rookie playing in his first game, and those are some of the top receivers in the league in Crabtree and Cooper. He gave up some plays, but I thought he made some plays. I thought he fought. He made the leap of the game, certainly when he tried to hurdle the Raiders kicker, and then somebody else came in there. He ended up having a two-for-one, I think. He wasn't expecting two guys to be there, but he's going to bring a lot of excitement to this team.
Titans struggled in the red zone today. What can they do going forward to improve upon that?
Well, I think timing will help with the receivers. Again, Corey Davis didn't take part in any of training camp. Eric Decker wasn't out there a lot. I think getting on the same page with those guys, they've got to execute in there. I mean, they had a beautiful drive, a 93-yard drive at one point that started at their own 2-yard line. They had to end up settling for a field goal, and that's the thing. Marcus Mariota just talked in the press conference about the big, most disappointing thing coming out of this game is they weren't able to finish drives like they wanted to.
The Titans go on the road to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars next week. Why is that game so important to this Titans team?
Well, I think it's important for a number of reasons. I mean, obviously, I think we all remember what happened in Jacksonville in December. Marcus Mariota was just asked about it again, referring to his press conference. That's where he went down. He'll have some feelings going back into that stadium. Titans will have some feelings going back into that stadium because it's where their 2016 season was really ruined. You don't want to start off 0-2. This team started 1-3 last year and was able to dig out of it and contend again, but you don't want to find yourself in that hole early. And Jacksonville won today at Houston. I mean, it was an impressive win for them, so that should have this team's attention. The Titans need to come out and play well.
All right, the Titans go back to work at St. Thomas Sports Park. Then they go on the road to take on the Jags. They'll be back at Nissan Stadium in Week 3 to take on the Seattle Seahawks. For TitansOnline.com, he's Jim Wyatt. I'm Amy Wells, and that's what just happened.